This is The Beat of the Bay. I'm your host, Peter Finch. We're calling this show Odd Jobs, No Job, and True Callings. Our next guest is Hank Morfin of Concord, and he found his true calling a couple of years ago after getting laid off from his previous job. Here's his story.
Well, I'm a professional magician, full-time, not always the case. About a year and a half ago, I went from a job that I had started almost 20 years ago, a company I helped start, a new construction plumbing company in the Bay Area with a friend of mine. We had built it up into a multi-million dollar business, $16, $20 million a year. And a couple of Februarys ago, he called me into his office and no pun intended, poof, my job disappeared.
Wow. So you were working in construction and like for 18 years you had been doing that, right? And all of a sudden it was gone?
Yeah, and actually I had, at that point, was in the office. I was upper management, and as it was explained to me, I became expendable overhead. The company just couldn't support having people doing multiple, you know, doing jobs one at a time. So my boss took over my role and let me go. So I went from 70,000 plus a year to unemployed.
To being a professional magician. Now how did that happen?
Well, I've always been into magic. I love magic since I was 9 years old. Got a magic set as a gift. My parents, back in the day, and I don't know that they still do it, but back in the day, my parents used to take in foreign exchange students. And we had quite a few. And a gentleman by the name of Kieran from Kenya, Africa, became a friend of mine. And when he left, he gave me a gift. And it was a magic set, a Marshall Brodeen magic set. I'll never forget it. Fell in love and had been doing magic ever since. But several years ago, back in 2005, I decided to pursue it professionally on the side. I had always enjoyed, you know, performing, but never professionally. So I started doing that on the side and was enjoying that just as a, you know, just as a hobby kind of that paid a little bit. But as I said, a couple of years ago, it kind of became a reality for me.
Now, I don't know how well magic works on the radio, but before I let you go this morning, I'll you know, people find out you're a magician, of course, they want you to do some magic for them, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But before we get there, I want to ask you a little bit more about what it was like when you did lose, you know, you had to change careers there then just a while back. And it came at a time when you had twin one-year-old sons. So, you know, and in society these days, it's still kind of the guy who's, you know, for lack of a better term, in some ways seen as the breadwinner. And was that the case in your family? And what was that like?
It's funny that you say that because, well, for me, it's just strange because I was 48 years old when my sons were born. I was actually at the point in my life where I wasn't sure I was going to have children and happened to meet Melissa, the mother of my children. And she was just, I knew she'd be an amazing mother and she was the right person for me. And we actually found out, it was funny, we went to go see if she could have children because she was in a very bad car accident years ago and they told her she'd probably never have kids. And when we went to the doctor to see if she could have children, the doctor said, "Wow, I'm a little concerned," and went to have a scan and found out she was pregnant with twins. So here I am now, going to turn 50 in April. It was scary, Peter. I got to tell you, they're my one-year-old boys. How am I going to support them? I went from a pretty good salary to, you know, $400 a week on unemployment. And I thought, wow, you know, what am I going to do? I looked around and anything comparable to what I was making just wasn't there. I mean, I went online, did all that, you know, made phone calls, made the rounds in my business, in my industry and construction and outside. And people just weren't biting. I'm 48 years old. People were, you know, much younger people were begging for the same job I was. And it wasn't happening. And, you know, the other side of that coin was if I took a day job for anything less than, you know, I figured it out, about $25 an hour or, you know, anything below that, I couldn't afford to pay somebody to watch my children, knowing what that cost me, because I looked into it for twins. It's a lot of money a month, per week, excuse me. And I knew that I had to find a job comparable to that or watch my kids during the day. So the light just went on. I thought, well, you know what? Why not try to just pursue magic full time and be able to watch my kids, which is an absolute honor to be able to watch my kids.
I got to ask you at this point, when you went to your wife and said, "Honey, I've decided I want to do magic full time and watch the kids," what was her response?
Well, it's funny because at first we realized, I mean, we figured it out and, you know, we talked about it and we said, you obviously can't take a day job that's, you know, that's easy to get. And we sat down and figured out our bills and realized that we could pay our bills, you know, with me on unemployment, looking for a job that I'd rather do, or, you know, a better paying job. And that's kind of evolved into, well, while I'm doing that, why don't I, you know, pursue this? So I put together my website, I updated it and made it a little more professional and started doing that kind of thing and making the rounds. And I also perform regularly at the California Magic Dinner Theater in Martinez, which is owned and operated by a good friend of mine, Jerry Griffin, who I actually, he was the guy who I bought my magic stuff from for years. He had a magic shop in Pleasant Hill, and that's how I met him. And he opened up this dinner theater back in 2004. And when I reconnected with him, I hadn't seen him in a few years. He said, come on down and, you know, check out what I'm doing, and was gracious enough to invite me to come and be a performer there, whenever I'm not working any other gigs. So it's been great for me, and it's been good for Jerry, and it's just been a fantastic experience. That's kind of how I really launched myself into, you know, being a professional, quote-unquote, magician, getting paid for it.
And before we get you to treat us to a little magic, I got to touch upon the being Mr. Mom aspect of it as well. Because I remember when my kids were real little, my daughter had just turned one, my son turned four. I was unemployed and underemployed there for about 9 months. And if I had had a crystal ball and knew everything was going to turn out fine, it would have been better. But I really kind of cherish that time because I really got to be with my kids at an impressionable age. Here your sons are about to turn three, and I have to think it's kind of the same deal for you. You were bonding with these boys at a really important age for them.
You know, Peter, it's really amazing because if I had kept my job, I would have missed so many things about those boys. And it's funny because they went from being babies when I first started this, because they were, like I said, just a year old, to, we call them little men, but to being little people. I mean, you know, now it's, you know, we get up, we have breakfast, we play inside, we play outside, we play some more, you know, and I get to interact with them, and now they're talking and they're repeating what you say and they're doing all these things. And I would have missed out on so much, because I used to work from 7 a.m. till 6 or 7 at night every day.
Well, it's interesting where this journey we call life can take us sometimes. Construction company executive turned magician, Hank Morfin, thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate it.
Again, that's Hank Morfin of Concord. And while he was here, Hank did some of his magic tricks for me, and they were really good. I just decided they kind of didn't work on the radio, and I've got some other stuff I have to get to. But you should check Hank out. His website is morfinmagic.com. Also, if you're hearing this on Saturday, January 22nd, you should know that Hank is the headliner tonight at the California Magic Dinner Theater in Martinez.